I always remember Mrs. Lewis. I used to visit her over 40 years ago. She lived in a flat at the top of a Victorian terraced house in Kingston. Both she and the building are long gone. I especially remember the time I visited her just before Christmas. I asked her if she had family to be with on Christmas Day. "Oh no," she said. "I've a lovely day. My family phoned me to wish me a happy Christmas. I listened to the Queen's speech and I have a chicken joint with all the trimmings. I don't feel lonely. I feel I'm with my family and friends, seeing all their cards around me." I admire all the people who provide a Christmas lunch with entertainment for those who are alone on Christmas Day, like those who are housebound or those who are homeless. Some people prefer to be alone, like Bill, who did a bit of gardening for me in Coolston in the 80s. I once asked him how he spent Christmas Day. I knew he lived in a squat somewhere in Wallington. He wouldn't tell me where. "On Christmas Day," he said, "I watched TV in the High Street, through the shop windows." He seemed happy with that. But there are some of you who dread Christmas, whether you are on your own or with relatives or friends, because you look back on happier times and feel the loss, especially when someone you loved has died recently. You feel sad, naturally, but people won't let you feel sad. You expect it to be jolly. For those of you who are alone this Christmas and want it that way, I hope people will let you enjoy it your way. If you feel lonely at this time, experiencing the pain of loss, you are allowed. It's part of love. No one is really alone. May all know some peace, even joy, at this season, knowing that someone has you in their thoughts, in their heart. Perhaps there is someone you know who needs your prayers. God bless you all. John Bliss, St. Mary's Old Coolston.
Christmas is magic, magic. 105.4.